Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Always great to chat with you.
All right, so tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, we're going nuclear in the Midlands. I wanted to spotlight a startup that kind of flew under the radar when it recently moved its primary engineering and construction office to Columbia. The nuclear company says the United States is on the cusp of an energy crisis, and it plans to do something about it. The startup says the answer lies in, you guessed it, Mike, nuclear power. The company has a goal of modernizing nuclear construction through a fleet-based approach that will allow for the construction of nuclear plants in a faster and more uniform manner, resulting in a deployment of nuclear power to more places across the U.S. that need it, and that would include the Southeast. The nuclear company's move to Columbia was intentional, saying the need for energy and the demand in the Southeast is one of the highest in the country. I didn't know this, Mike, but the company says South Carolina ranks third in nuclear generation in the U.S., and it aims to make it number one.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the talk about restarting the nuclear plant in Jenkinsville. Are they involved in this at all in trying to restart that?
I don't know for sure. I haven't heard that in the conversations I have with this company, but hey, you never know. They got big plans.
All right, what else do you have?
Yeah, speaking of alternative energy, a massive solar farm is coming to the Midlands. Pontiac Solar has revealed plans to construct a solar farm in Eastover in southeast Richland County. The company plans to invest $113 million to develop a tract along Pine Thicket Road for the 75-megawatt installation. Once operational, the farm is expected to produce enough energy to help support the county and state's energy needs. We've written quite a bit about these solar farms popping up all around South Carolina, Mike, so it's an interesting angle happening on in the energy industry here in the state.
Yeah, and I imagine we might see some more of that in the near future as some of this stuff coming from Washington starts to take effect. I think maybe next year, you know, if projects don't start by then there's going to be some issues. So I'm not surprised
we'll see what happens.
You know, that we're seeing this kind of thing. All right, so let's keep moving across the state.
Yeah, heading on up to the upstate, Prisma Health will begin site preparation this fall on a $350 million expansion at its Greer Memorial Hospital campus that will include an addition to the hospital and construction of a new medical office park. The project will more than double patient beds and marks Prisma Health's largest investment in expanding an upstate medical campus in the past 17 years. Construction on the $250 million, 110,000 square foot hospital expansion will be done in phases and is expected to be completed in early 2028. Staying with the health and wellness theme, the Saluda Grade Trails Conservancy has purchased a 32-mile rail corridor from Norfolk Southern, marking a giant leap in the organization's goal of building a trail along the historic rail line that will run through the upstate. The planned Saluda Grade Trail will travel through Inman, Campobello, and Landrum and into the mountains of western North Carolina. Now that the $29 million purchase is complete, next steps include raising funding for construction and engaging communities along the trail in planning and design. So I'm looking forward to hopping on my bike and riding on a new trail, Mike.
Yeah. So I've been hearing about this for a long time. We're the same. We're cyclists. We love these rails to trails projects. So definitely want to keep an eye on the development of this as it moves along.
Yeah.
All right, so we're almost out of time. I guess we're heading to the Lowcountry now.
Yeah, finishing up the Lowcountry. Charleston International Airport broke ground recently on its $105 million West Gates expansion project, which will add more than 40,000 square feet of new passenger space and will feature four new gates. It also includes some space for food, beverage, and retail offerings. The project also introduces 23,000 square feet of operation space and will be equipped with international arrival capabilities. And finally, Mike, despite the back and forth talk of tariffs, we all have heard about that, right? The South Carolina Ports Authority finished its fiscal year 2025 with higher numbers than the year prior, handling 2.6 million 20-foot equivalent container units, which was 3% more than 2024. Railed cargo remains a huge growth area for SC Ports, Mike. Inland Port Greer had a record year with over 205,000 rail moves, which is up nearly 10% from the year prior. So despite all the tariff talk, SC Ports seems to be holding its own.
Well, we love good news. Thank you so much for the update, Jason.
You're welcome, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.